USA Radio News.
A search underway for a missing passenger airplane. The 26-year-old Boeing plane going missing this morning in Indonesia, dropping more than 10,000 feet in less than a minute, just 4 minutes after takeoff from Jakarta. No word on how many people were on board. President Trump could face another impeachment trial. House Democrats plan to introduce articles of impeachment Monday, accusing Trump of inciting insurrection. The violence on Capitol Hill could have COVID implications. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells McClatchy the protest could lead to a spike in coronavirus cases. The violence coming the day before the U.S. announces a record number of deaths, over 4,000, the most in a single day since the pandemic started. Dr. Dora Kass on CBS News.
The most important thing for patients to know is that this can stop. We can get back the resources we have as long as patients stop getting infected from this virus. So if we want to save all the lives we can, we need to stop the spread of this virus.
On a bright note, over 6 million vaccine doses have been administered so far. This is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.